I'm 18 years old, and I'm actually I trade futures. I'm a day trader, and I've recently started making a pretty large amount of money, and I just want help, you know, managing it correctly and making responsible choices.
When you say you've been making a lot of money, tell us real dollar amounts.
Well, I've been averaging about 15,000 a week for the past 5 months. This
Okay.
past week, I made 25,000.
Wow. What'd
And
you start with?
so how I actually trade is I'm a funded trader. I'm actually treated as an individual contractor, and the firm provides me with capital to trade with after they've evaluated me. So really, I just paid for that evaluation fee, which was only $150.
So you're not investing your own money?
No.
How do you get paid?
So they take commissions off my trades, and then they give me the rest.
So what's the rest? What do you get?
It's a 90-10 split. I get 90%, then they get 10.
Wow. Listen, lucky
That's
ducky.
wild.
Lucky ducky. And I say that on purpose because I feel like this is sheer luck going on right now. And I only say that because a lot of the statistics show that day traders, I mean, statistically, it's like less than
Here it is.
five percent.
97% of day traders who persisted for more than 300 days lost money. So
Yes, I have heard that.
you're not at the 300-day mark yet. And truthfully, I have no ill will. I hope you
I
keep
hope you
making
keep
money.
making money, yeah.
But the key that I would go is, like, if this was Vegas, we'd all be around you going, dude, cash in the chips and walk away. All right. You literally, it's like you just won the lottery and now you're playing with other people's money, which does lower your risk. You're
True
not putting
that.
your own money. But my bigger question is, what are you doing with this $300,000 you've made in the last 6 months?
I've got most of it sitting in my bank account. I still live with my parents, so I really don't have many living expenses. I'd say I probably only spend about maybe $1,500 a month. I've been planning on buying a nice car, but I don't know if that's the responsible thing to do.
If I were you, my first goal would be like, listen, I'm going to get out of this house, my parents' house, and I'm going to go rent for a while. And I'd probably park that 300,000. I'd probably put it in a high yield savings account. But if you do buy a vehicle because you need one, just buy something that's modest. Like, I would not use this money as an excuse to inflate my lifestyle into such that's not real long term yet.
Yeah, I understand. It's not obviously a linear thing. I'm looking at a 2014 Mercedes CLS. It's about $28,000, and I was just wondering if buying that cash would be a responsible thing to do or not.
Here's the thing. I'm all about you buying a car in cash. I would treat this money like the windfall that it is. And so in that case, if you wanted to take some of it and buy a car, I'm not mad at that. You're 18. You have a lot of time to build wealth, and this is a really, really great head start as long as you don't lose it in the next 150 days.